Jesus is here with his heart in his hand. His heart is encircled with thorns. Blessed Mother is here with her heart exposed. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate." In the world of entertainment, you have, as you call it, reality television. What I am addressing here today is reality religion. In the political realm, there are conservative and liberal politicians. By searching out where loyalties lie on certain issues, the voter can easily identify if the politician is liberal or conservative. In the religious world, the same battle is being waged. Liberal versus conservative. But the battle, for the most part, is hidden behind prestigious titles. These positions and titles bespeak authority despite the school of thought that is supported. Therefore, the average layperson accepts opinions by merit of title and not by merit of substance. But I have come today to open the eyes of all. You must strengthen the heart of the church by rallying around those who support tradition. These are the ones loyal to the Holy Father, devoted to my real presence and to my mother through the rosary. Open your hearts and your eyes. Realize that your religious freedoms are being taken away from you under the catchphrase of civil liberties. You have removed God from all public places and allowed violence and confusion to be the replacement. Be aware of motives behind titles of your leaders and of the direction they lead you in. A false conscience is not a reason for misplaced loyalties. Each soul has the responsibility in this life to discover where the truth of righteousness lies. Do not be spiritually blinded by pomp, but educated in truth. Solemnly I tell you, you must be strong enough in holy love to hang on to the sound doctrine of these messages and let go of the opinions of those who oppose the righteous path of holy love. For this is the hour in which I call for reconciliation and unity amongst all people and all nations. If you are a Catholic, realize that the consecration of the bread and wine into my body and blood can only be accomplished by a man who is ordained a priest. Avoid any other opinion. Remember, Satan is at the root of every discord. The reason I speak to you in such a straightforward manner in this message is I do not wish any of my lambs to be led astray by the deceit of Satan. Compromise is Satan's tool. You must openly stand for the truth. Learn to look at the words and actions of those who try to influence you, and not at their title or importance in the world. Remember, I look at the heart, not at power or influence in this worldly existence. Therefore, allow holy love to flourish in your hearts. In this way, you will strengthen the world and the church according to righteousness. My brothers and sisters, today my heart is encompassed by many thorns, thorns that my friends have placed there. For they do not understand this mission. They do not believe in the messages, and they oppose me. You, my children, are children of light, for you have accepted this mission and the messages in your hearts, and you live in the light of truth. Today we're extending to you the complete blessing of our united hearts. Notes to the message from Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. You are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it. Second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Second letter of Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths.